So let's talk about how to do that.
Yes.
Six. Yes. Let's talk about cleansing the colon. I just caught this funny sentence in here. It says, if you need a library in your bathroom, you know you're constipated.
Well, you know, a normal, healthy, working bowel is quite a fast-working bowel. And silly me, occasionally I'll be heated in the middle of an article in a magazine, and I'll take it in the bathroom with me thinking that I might have 30 seconds to read on, and it doesn't happen. When your bowel is functioning normally, and we did talk about how often, 2 to 3 times a day, or at least once for each major meal you eat, to reflect as you're starting the meal, the previous meal is leaving. But the consistency should also be very soft. It should be less formed than formed, more like, you know, soft peanut butter. The shape, you know, it shouldn't be well formed. It shouldn't be black granite balls bouncing off the bottom of the porcelain. And the color should be more light in color, less formed, light in color, if your bowel's working normally. Unfortunately, I would say about 97% of my patients did not have normal, frequent, soft, easy, quick bowel movements. They had the squeezing, the grunting, the meditation, the library, and the bathroom, and it was a problem their whole life.
So we're going for peanut butter here.
Pardon me?
Oh, we're going for peanut butter here.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay.
That's right.
Okay.
And so one thing I started doing in getting myself well is using a lot of bowel cleansing agents on the market. And the first thing that I find, and many people find, is they don't work. I found that generally as patients came into me, I'd say, well, we're going to do some herbal therapy. And they go, I've tried herbs. They don't work. And I used to get irritated by that, and then I went out and tried the majority of herbs, and I thought, they don't work. And it's not that the herbs don't work, it's just that, you know, and I'm not blaming the herbal manufacturers, they've just been beat up by the government for the last 50 years in America. And so the idea was, well, don't make something that can cause any negative effects in anybody. Well, what that means is creating a product that won't cause any effect at all. Mm-hmm. And so in the clinic, I dealt with people differently, and I thought, well, you know, we need something strong. And for some of my patients, I actually had to get out the old, you know, 17th and 18th century veterinary books and come up with laxatives that were used for 2,000-pound animals like horses. That's the degree of constipation that we have in America today. I mean, I had patients that went once a month, and that wasn't unheard of. A lot of models, a lot of actresses. And I had patients that went once every other month. I had a 38-year-old woman that went 6 times a year. Then I had a record breaker, a young lady from Northern California, who went only 3 times during her pregnancy, and then 2 times outside that, so we're talking 5 times a year. And my record breaker was 2 bowel movements a year.
Oh, Lord.
And I get a letter every day, Lisa, from a person. I say a lady because women tend to be more flexible and more adventurous into natural healing than men. You know, our testosterone makes us tough and keeps us a little, you know, stiff around the edges sometimes. And so most of my patients were women, but I get a letter every day from a woman that says to me, I thank you so much for talking about it, because until I heard you say it out loud, I thought I was a freak. And so many people think that they're a freak. Well, I want anybody who's listening to this to realize they're normal. If their bowel is working in a very dysfunctional way, it's normal. It's the way most Americans are. So basically, I concocted an emergency full-strength formula that I originally called, well, my brother named it Depth Charges, because I gave it to him years ago, and he said his bowel's still working great, and he only had to take it once.